This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
Welcome to Hazzard County. Waylon Jennings tells the story of the Dukes of Hazzard starting Friday, January 26th.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
And we're going to start up and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroka, and Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Rob!
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Logie. Logie, 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 Logie,
Logie. Logie, really?
Yes, still Logie. Still Logie from Saturday night. I just can't roll anymore. That's it's official. I don't have any ability to roll. I used to be able to work hard, play hard, and now I don't know what's wrong with me. 2 days it takes me to recover from our festive cocktail party auction on Saturday.
You would have loved me. You would have loved me after the show ended. By the time that second gummy kicked in all the way.
Well, we saw the evidence. We saw the evidence of it kicking in.
Oh, but it really, on the show. I mean, like just watching Scooby-Doo cartoons and laughing my head off.
That sounds great.
It was great. It was great, but I thought, you know what?
You needed it.
I think so, yeah.
You were kind of testy at the beginning. You were defensive, and then you ate the other half. Did you take a half? Is that what it was?
It was, I think, a total of 2 sixes. So it turned out to be 12 total. That's a hefty dose right there, my friends.
You were lively as I texted you after the auction. You were making me laugh out loud towards the because we even were laughing after the auction when we were going over who bid for dinner for two, and you know, Josh and I with our lovely female dates, and then Rob with a dude.
Yeah, with a dude.
Which made me laugh.
And you know, it's funny.
A mobber.
I remember making you laugh.
Yeah.
But I couldn't come up with a single thing I said.
Right.
Not in the final hour of the show at all.
Yes, yes.
So, my apologies if it was embarrassing, but I think we had a good time.
It was great. Yeah.
Before we get to the auction, we have breaking sports news right now in the world of baseball as the trading deadline, I believe 6 p.m. this evening, approaches about 3 hours away as we tape this program. And the Red Sox have acquired one of the finest catchers in Major League Baseball. And I am here to say they have acquired him from the Baltimore Orioles.
Do you want to have another auction? I've got a jersey for sale.
Oh, dear.
I've got 6 bobbleheads.
You are not, as the Orioles faithful are not, you are not happy about this deal.
This guy is one of my favorite players.
Oh, that sucks.
And
I feel
annoying.
For you.
Well, you're one step closer to becoming a Red Sox fan, then.
Well, before
because
the Orioles
your
did this
favorite
before,
player is there now. Yeah.
Right. The Orioles did this before, but you don't do it in division. And to trade it to the Red Sox, who we're fighting for a wild card spot with in division and a rival, is really annoying.
All right, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Do you believe...
found out what we got.
You did? Who'd they get?
Anthony Ianson.
Who?
One of your top pitching prospects.
All right. Anybody else?
That's the only name that's came out so far.
That's come
out. I'm hoping there's a little more.
All right. So this guy, what's his name again? Aubrey Ellen. What is it?
Adley. Adley Rutschman.
Adley Rutschman. An interesting name. Adley Rutschman.
Sounds like something from like Wordle that you messed up. Adley.
Or
could it be Adlai, like Adlai Stevenson? Is it A-D-L-A-I?
And that would be Adlai.
Adlai Stevenson. Forgive me.
Stevenson. No, I think that, sometimes when I first moved down to Virginia and, you know, I'd play with these guys with names like Hooper Stevenson, and they would, the Southern thing, I don't know about Southern naming, but I think some of these Southern people... the rule is they give their kids a first name that is the last name of the grandmother's maybe. It's weird stuff. Like, well, you've been in Virginia your whole life.
When you were playing hockey, didn't you used to Mr. Hooper.
Hooper.
What? Hooper.
Hooper. It's we a do have
weird names
thing.
Down here. Well, I ran into a lot of like offbeat names. I didn't know if it was a link to a previous last name, though. I don't know that I've ever seen that, but I ran into a lot of weird names along the way.
It's just something that I noticed. And when I asked a guy, he said it's my grandmother's maiden name, and it was just a weird thing. And that said, they do it in the South. If anybody in the comments knows what I'm talking about, I am completely out of it regarding that. I don't know why, but I know they do something like that.
I know that I went to school with a guy, his name was Clan, and he spelled it with a K. I don't know, but that must be a Southern thing.
Hi there. welcome. All right.
This was my father's hobby.
Rutschman goes to the Red Sox for a pitching prospect. There's got to be more involved in that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. I hope it's not one for one. I did see a comparison with Adley and your catcher, and Adley was improved in like 27 of the 30 categories they listed.
Yeah, we're challenged at that position. We have a kind of a backup wheel that's going with our catches there. So the baseball season, this is on the heels, a double dose of good news for the Red Sox on the heels of sweeping your Los Angeles Dodgers, which was pretty amazing. Amazing.
And that's good because someone's going to have to beat the Dodgers to win it all.
I agree.
So why not you?
Well, he's so happy. Look at his face. He is not happy. No, I don't feel happy. Good. I guess I'm maturing. I think 30 years ago, I would have been going, nah, 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 nah. I don't feel that. I've been on the receiving end of that.
I think before the auction, you might have been nah, 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 nah. But I think the loginess is probably preventing any nah, nah, nah.
It's irritating because the Red Sox are not that much better than the Orioles. They're pretty close.
Well, now they are.
Now they are, yes.
The AL East.
There was no need for the Orioles to trade. It makes no sense that the Red Sox would be buyers and the Orioles be sellers.
I would like to point one thing out that is the big, giant question mark in the room, and that is that this player for Rutschman for the Orioles is on the injured list right now.
Yes, so an inflamed wrist.
An inflamed wrist, and you never know what the real deal is.
In high school.
I know you did. You're constantly working it out, and glad that's come around, although it's still sore most of the time, right?
It is, Mike, and my vision is really bad.
Very, very difficult as you age. I have to say that with the Red Sox luck factor, and by the way, reversing the curse and all that, yes, we've had great baseball teams since the curse was reversed, but there is still the fan base that says, why that good a guy being sent by one of your big, big rivals? Why was that? So I think be careful, be very
is
careful.
Is something crooked afoot? I mean, the way you explain it.
Well, they always try to get over on people. That's what they try to do.
I just have to assume our GM is going to work for the Red Sox this offseason.
It's kind of a, you know, if he really stays hurt, but I think they did the medical evaluation.
He passed.
How do they do that, by the way? Do they send a guy down? Do they send somebody down?
I think they send the x-rays up to their doctor to look at.
Okay. I know he has to get there 15 minutes before the appointment to fill out paperwork.
Orioles get catcher. You got Carlos Narvaez. You get right-handed pitcher Anthony
Anson. So we got a whole pile of stuff.
Right-handed. So you got a major league catcher. And Narvaez is not a bad catcher at all. And, so I think the rest of them are prospects.
All be prospects.
Everybody's giving you the
rolling
drop.
Rolling the dice, yes.
The Orioles suck at trading.
They suck at everything.
Stop now. Yeah. What if this works out for you?
I would. Adley Rutschman was the face of our rebuild. He was the 1-1 pick by Michael Eis, the number one draft pick overall in baseball. He was the face of turning this team around. And now they're just giving up and being like, it didn't work.
Yeah, that sucks.
This is going to be a spirited episode of Section 336 this week.
Are
you recording it tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, we might need to bump it up till tonight, but I think it's tomorrow morning we're scheduled.
Hold on, Josh, it's okay. The Red Sox always choke. No, they don't. I'm not going to go so far as to say that they always choke because they don't. They won World Series championships.
But in the past year, you've gotten John Harbaugh from me, mm-hmm. and now you're getting Adley Rutschman from me.
I know. It's I'm just hoping.
You know, it's funny that he takes it to the level, and that was the first time it's taken it from me.
Not the team. It's the way you feel.
It's way
that's
too
the
personal.
Way, that's yeah. the way you feel when you're a sports fan. That's the way it goes. And this is a team, Rob. If you remember, I went online, sat in my easy chair, and did a complete worst team I have ever seen in all the years I have been rooting for the Boston. I said that. That's what, you can find that on social
and
somewhere where
July
I said it.
And
as a matter
different.
Of fact, Josh, if you can find that post from me on my page. I don't put that many posts up anymore.
Yeah, I can find that.
And if you can find that, this might be funny to play because I truly was done. I was done. I really didn't want to root for the team in it. Rob, they went from absolute disaster to, you know, a team that has now swept the Yankees. They've swept the Dodgers. They've swept the Rays. They've swept the White Sox, all teams that are in first place.
They've done the reverse of a choke. They've unchoked.
Well, I mean, choking really applies, I think, to the final part of the season and also the series postseason baseball.
But I'm saying that since the All-Star break, they've been excellent. Where mm-hmm. if they were to choke, they would have started great and then fallen apart.
There is so much hand-wringing in Boston when this team is really, really bad. Mm-hmm. And almost all of the pundits and the talking heads. I don't consider myself one. I'm simply a fan that gets on and talks about them occasionally, yes. but I do not consider myself a baseball person at all. Just a fan, just watching from the sidelines. And I got on there and was just absolutely at my wit's end. They had just played such bad baseball, mm-hmm. and I watched one of their games, and I think I was getting ready to completely check out. So it sucked. But we'll see what happens.
How many seasons,
going forward.
Let's say in the past 15 years, 15 seasons, have you gotten close to checking out? Out
of
15.
A couple last year. Okay. A little bit. Didn't okay. stick with them last
but
year.
But it's not an every year thing.
This is me in, I think, May, Josh. It might have been May or June. I'm not sure.
This
might have been
May, because it was pre-birthday.
All right, May.
I scroll past
right.
your birthday stuff.
All right, check this. Check this out. Right here.
Birthday season.
I don't do this very often. It's not my area of expertise. But I am a Red Sox fan. And after watching their performance today, 15 strikeouts against Tampa, wrapping up a 1-4 road trip, falling further and further and further below 500. I have never, and I mean never, seen a team suck as bad offensively as this Red Sox team. I don't know what it is. People say that management doesn't give a fuck, that ownership doesn't give a fuck. Well, it sure looks like the players don't give a fuck. Hack, hack, hack. It sucks to be a Red Sox fan right now. The city deserves better. Better ownership, better management, and better players. Go out and do it, John Henry. This is not cool. This is not cool at all. As a lifelong Red Sox fan, I'm saying get your ass in gear and make some changes. Ship somebody out. Do something.
And they did.
Yeah.
It sucks being a Red Sox fan right now. Probably the worst team I have ever seen on the field in a Red Sox uniform. And I've seen some really, really, really bad teams in my lifetime. Sorry, I ran out of breath. Anyway, do something, Sox, just for the fans. Pretend you care, assholes.
And that is 2026, ladies and gentlemen. Not too long ago.
Look back just a few months, that's all.
No, yeah. Wow. You'll see a very similar video by me later today.
Yeah, well, it sucks when your team is selling and not buying. Now, on to the auction Saturday night. Mrs. O'Mara, late in the afternoon, decided to stop by Iguanaria and pick up a big gallon jug, half gallon, I think it was a gallon jug, of margaritas.
Oh, you see, you were unclear. Because it looked like it was in a to-go cup. I thought she just picked up a cup for you.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I enjoyed uno, due, tre. Yeah, I had,
with the big straw.
With the big straw and the topper, the floater, as they like to call it, with a little added punch to each one.
Let's not use that phrase.
I did pretty well, didn't I? I mean, I really, you didn't really know. It's not like I was super sloppy, but I was.
Well, your enthusiasm was your tell.
Because I was inebriated?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you were way, way into this in a way that you wouldn't be during a normal, non-inebriant show.
And then I right before the show, because it's the Mondays that we always get on Monday, mm-hmm. I was remembering the cruelest thing that Rob did. Do you remember when Rob was criticizing me for the limited number of things I had on the auction? That really hurt.
The three items?
That really hurt. And all I did was give him compliments, and he
Well, no, Mike, me. I would not have said that if you hadn't gone after me first.
So many compliments about that Beatles hoodie.
Yeah.
Do we get bids on that at the end of the day?
No, that's why it's going to have to come back in another auction another day.
Or maybe
that's
not.
That's fine. We'll have plenty of Adley Rutschman gear.
Oh, you'd hate that?
Well, no, I think that it had dog hair all over it.
Well, Mike, I'm going to have it laundered. It was a last-minute issue.
It looked as though it had been stretched out.
Okay.
It looked like it was a little worse for wear.
It had never been worn. It had never been worn. No, hanging in my closet since we did. When did we see them at the Mirage? It was a long. It's 8-9 years.
Linus would wear it around the house.
He would.
So it was great. I think everybody had a really good time. I'd love to do it again sometime because it was just an awful lot of fun. We had the commenters going. We had the bidding going, and of course the centerpiece of it was the competition between the three of us for dinner for two, which I thought was pretty fun too. Mm-hmm. That was a good time. And so now it's the next big event will probably be right around the holidays, and then the cruise, and we're very, very excited about that, because that's where all this good stuff is going to happen. If you want to get still plenty of cabins available for the cruise, so you go to tmospodcast.com and check out the store, and that'll take you to the
cruise. People need to know, if you won dinner with one of us on the cruise, that does not include the cruise. That's in addition to buying a ticket to the cruise.
Thank you.
So you need to have that. But also, Mike, I know
hope that the people that are bidding on that were aware of that.
Yeah, I think they were. Yes. I think they were. Yes. And I know we were effusive about this on Saturday night, but it really should be mentioned again how Josh pulled the auction together and how great it looked and how easy to follow it was. Really great job, Josh. I thought it was great.
Rob's dinner outperformed everyone. More than Mike and I combined.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
So
yes.
Mike got third and I got fourth in the dinner. In the dinner auction.
Oh, that's right, because Carly got the big bid from Dirk.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're all going to do it on the same night. So we're all. Exactly. I'd like to see the tables just like a mixture of tables spread out.
I actually was in touch with my guy that won, and I traded him for a new catcher. So it's going to be a great dinner.
Great success, it says, for the seatbelt extender as well. I believe it did well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've got the items over here right next to me, getting ready to be shipped when the time comes, and everybody followed up, and everybody's still cool with the items. You got that? Because we had to start it and restart it so we could get the bids to be more incremental.
A bigger success than I thought it would be was the bowling shirt. The bowling shirt brought a good, and it just so happens I have a second one in red.
Oh,
so
really?
It's a chance to tune in next time as I'm thinking ahead.
You know what?
He's not a hoarder. He just keeps everything.
He loves taking a good thing and retreading it. So, you know, maybe something besides a bowling shirt.
No, Mike, just a bowling shirt. That's all I'm going to do. No, okay. Of course, more stuff.
He'll also have the birthday card from you.
That's true. I have to dig that out.
Did that get any bids?
No, Mike, we didn't find a birthday card. We did sell the headshot.
The headshot with no facial
the
hair.
The only thing
fun.
That didn't sell was the hoodie, which shocked me.
I think we would have gotten a bid on the hoodie if it didn't have the hair on it. Because at the very end of the auction, when we were really focusing on it, we zoomed in on the picture. And, you know, I think people would be concerned about getting vermin from that.
It's a good thing no one focused on that, though. So that's probably the best way.
Are you talking to me? Are you still mad at me?
No.
All I did was tell you how funny you were and all that, and you're still in attack mode.
You are leaning on this hoodie. And
I asked Josh. I didn't even know. I said, was there anything that didn't get bid on? And it was the hoodie.
What I'm saying is that a little help. If you would have said, of course, the dog, there might be a dog hair on it, but it won't be there when you get it, folks.
A little help. Can you help more with the stuff I have? You know,
right.
The way I feel every day on the show. A little more help.
Sure.
That's the way I feel.
Can hold hands and both do better.
But you saw Mike. He was on his second margarita.
No. I'm talking about the show.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I can't do better on the show. This is all you got. This is me every day, pal. I'm not directing like that at a 50-50. Doesn't work that way. No. I'm talking show. You can direct it at the auction. I could have definitely done better on the auction.
I was saying is that, yes, I will do better on the show. And the next time we have an auction, you can support the items a little better.
I will not only support the items better, I will curate some items that will be, I think, very, very... I'll take more time, and as time goes, I don't know when when do you want to do the next one, Josh? When would it be? This year or next year?
I think it should be pre-Christmas in case people want to use something as a gift.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Except we got to work out a trip to Maine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That makes it tricky where we might have to wait till post-Christmas.
Okay, yeah, I think we'll wait till after the holidays. Okay. I think,
You know what would be good is if someone wanted to say they were going to give someone something from the auction, they could give them a picture of it.
Are you talking about my sister?
Always.
There you go. Rob never forgot that Kathy, like on two separate birthdays or Christmases, gave me a lovely photograph.
Lawn furniture or
now the one the one she gave me was a bench.
That's what it was
for the front of my house that actually went in my yard. Before the big divorce, and really really looked
the bench
good
didn't there. Get here in time, but here's a photo of it.
Yeah, it's very, very nice.
Yes.
It's coming soon.
It is.
It's absolutely coming soon.
And speaking of bench, he was quite a catcher, too.
he's rubbing your nose in it today, pal. That's what's going on. I want to mention that my mom-in-law is got a chance to go down Sunday and see her, and she is on the road to recovery. She's in and out right now because of the medication and stuff like that, but to go down there, and I believe that this subject is going to date me. It's going to make me old as I am. You will realize that. I now realize that when I look at certain professions,
mm-hmm.
I am always in a hospital environment, whether I'm in it or visiting it. I always have the wandering eye. And I realize that the wandering eye, and not that I'm going to go, do anything bad. I'm an old man.
Right, of course.
Those days are long behind me.
That's right.
But I still, and I was saying, why do I always have this, I don't want to gross anybody out, so I want to put this the right way. Why, when I'm in this environment, do I always feel I have a wandering eye when I go into a hospital?
Mike, I think what it is, and don't make it be the fact that you're just looking
You're
not a dirty old man.
Total dirty old man.
It's not like you're out there looking for trim. You're not looking for strange.
You just like a woman in a medical bed.
Gross when
I think what he's doing is you are people watching. It's not exclusive to ladies. I mean, you look at everybody because I've spent so much time in a hospital the last year. You see someone and you're probably bored, so you observe them and try to figure out, hey, what's their deal?
I think that a woman in scrubs, in medical garb, is just about as beautiful as it can be. I just look at that, and now, do you know what I mean? I mean, I look at that.
Of course.
And it just like...
We're conditioned from Grey's Anatomy.
You see a doctor or a nurse or an x-ray tech or anybody, there's just something, and I think that I was conditioned to be that way from a very young age when back in the day, there were traditional roles that women were in exclusively, flight attendant, nurse, waitress, teacher, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that might
comfort worker.
I can't. There's no. I knew when I wrote this down to come in here and talk about it. I knew that there was no way I could come out looking good in this.
Without being weirdish or gross.
Yes.
And it won't be either. Mm-hmm. Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that your mom worked in a hospital?
No, 100%. You're not.
Because I know she wasn't. She was never in scrubs or one of the starched white outfits that I'm sure you favor.
No, this goes back to a time when I was in the hospital in one of my very early stays. Of course, anybody following this show would know that there have been multiples over the years.
I can tell you when it was
in and out and. And I just.
It was the first week of April 1992, because is when I started with the show.
I always would, when there would be a shift change or I was in there for a couple of days, I would always kind of, if I was feeling well enough, I would always sort of sit by with great anticipation. Mm-hmm. Now, my last day, which was, last year.
the catheter fell out again.
No, the last day was a stay where the relationship that I had with the caregivers was one that was very solid, where I was very pleased with the attitudes and very pleased with the care and very pleased with it. But there have been the occasional moments where, you know, you get someone that comes in and you're kind of taken aback. Based on the you've got somebody who's really an attractive person.
It is easier to be taken aback and to be observant, and again, mm-hmm. trying to figure out what their deal is.
Somebody said sponge bath.
if you're perhaps in the hospital because you're visiting somebody and you're not the person.
And that's what it was yesterday.
Yeah,
and
it gives you a little chance to look around.
Thank you for getting me back on track. I appreciate that. And mm-hmm. What happened was I noticed as I went by the station that, it was everybody.
Were you hanging out at the nurse's station?
I was doing no such thing. In fact, it was a very brief visit because she was very sleepy and we did not stay long. But I will tell you that I noticed that the crew on duty on Sunday was wonderful. Very, very nice looking group of people that were sitting.
Did you bring anything to the nurses at the nurses' station?
But I have. You remember? Do you remember that one time that I was at one of my other hospital stays where I had to? I had a surgical site infection when I had my artificial hips.
I do remember that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I had to go to get like these mega doses of antibiotics. I had to go to what's called an infusion center. Very sad place, very difficult place because a lot of people are getting
Is that what you called your dorm room at American University?
There it is. Well, welcome to the infusion room.
Baby. Mike, I actually have a picture of the nurses that were on staff that you were were looking at. Here they are.
Okay.
They're
very traditional.
Very traditional and clean. So clean.
There they are right there. Fantastico. I lost my train of thought
completely and totally. You were dealing with a nasty infection and you brought a gift to the nurses.
After I was done... I went back the following week and I brought a dozen donuts in to say thank you. And
for yourself?
No, for the staff.
Okay.
Come on.
And all of them were chocolate donuts and in white icing that Mike had put his cell phone number on them.
There was a donut joint down here run by a disc jockey. We might have had him on the show. And it was a famous donut shop here in Fort Myers. And I stopped by there and got like an assortment of the really, really expensive, good donuts they had and brought them to this place.
Right.
And I just.
The infusion center?
The infusion center. Yeah,
these have been infused. This donut has been infused with jelly, baby.
It was fun. But. Really cool place. So much so, I have no health issues currently. I'm very healthy and I'm very happy. But at my advanced age, you're always thinking about your health and maintaining your health and doing that. And I also said, if anything really hit the fan, the level of care that my mother-in-law is getting is such that I said, for driving the extra 5 to 10 minutes, I wouldn't mind being in this joint if something.
No, you got to go to the best place.
Yeah, save it in the GPS now, mm-hmm. so that you're set.
Yeah. And I can just sort of hand it. I don't even have to, you know, be verbal. I can just go.
Also, you can probably subscribe to parking now. And that way you have it.
You walk in and some of the places down here, I'm sure in some of the city hospitals, you walk in, it's like walking into a, you know, a secure correctional facility. Whereas this place, we just kind of, you know, there was a security guard at the front. But we walked in.
Do you get a sticker? Cool.
No.
And really?
The last time I was, I visited someone. Where did I go? I walked in and it was like metal detector and all that kind of crap. You get that at a lot of hospitals now. This was much more chill, there was which I liked.
The hospital, my dad was at a lot of them, and the one we liked best, there was a security card and you did get a sticker, but after a while they were just waving us through because they saw us every day.
Right.
The lobby was like a rotunda with beautiful artwork, mm-hmm. and the hospital smelled like a freshly brewed cup of tea.
And that it was is just so truly,
comforting. Yeah.
Similar down here. And she's getting really, really good care. And
the last thing you need is a bad environment when you enter a hospital because it's going to be bad regardless. They need to make it as nice as possible.
The thing I'll tell everybody is, if you know, whenever there's any kind of you know, doubt in the way you're feeling, so this is a woman who was extremely fit and very active and exercised constantly and just didn't feel quite right, pursued a couple of things, and lo and behold, with no knowledge of this whatsoever, 80% blockage in the artery they call the Widowmaker. And it is so good that she got that, and the outcome could have been a much different situation.
Absolutely.
And we're really glad that it turned out that way. And I was really, really happy, and I'm happy she's making a quick recovery. But boy, oh boy, when you look at somebody as small as she is,
right,
and you know, you kind of look at what they've been through, you know, it's a long slog.
Josh, have you met Linda in person?
I do not believe so.
Because she's 3'2" and very small. And that was why the surgery was so hard, Mike, because the vein itself, the artery, was tiny. But they were able to save her, and I think that's great. They also got a deal on a room because it's much smaller. Short bed.
Shut the hell up.
And it's not even a power bed. If you want to be elevated, they just sort of lift it and put a book under it.
I'm trying to send Josh a photograph so that I can show everybody.
Is it a picture of the donuts?
It's a picture. Yes, it's a picture of me and the donuts. I'll do it another time.
Okay.
But anyhow, it's good news. And
that, you know what? I'm so happy for you guys because I've been through it and it's the worst. And mm-hmm. the fact that you've got a happy start now, it's going to be great. And she's going to feel, Linda's just going to feel plain better.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. Stuff she probably didn't even realize she was dealing with. She's going to feel great.
And maybe because I looked up the hospital that she was in and mm-hmm. I did like a double check to see if my plan, which is a Medicare Advantage plan, was something taken by the hospital. Here's what I found out because stuff started popping up on my algorithm. Are you aware, as you are the next closest one to the age of Medicare, that the good folks on Capitol Hill have arranged things where we're starting to lose funding in some of these things that take care of people when they're sick. Yeah, well, way to go, Congress. Good job.
It's a good plan. It just thins the herd as a rule. Did you ever look up, Mike, when you were doing these hospital stuff, and I've done this, have you ever looked up Yelp for a hospital?
Never had the pleasure.
Because they do it, and it's nutty, the people, the stuff they focus on.
The way I understand it, there are multiple supplement plans, mm-hmm. advantage plans they're called, that are being removed from certain hospitals, big ones like Johns Hopkins and big ones like the Mayo Clinic that are not taking insurance from these companies, causing people that are on Medicare to go more out of pocket. I just want to say, medical system in America,
it's not broken, Mike. It's better than ever.
My doctor, Kelly's doctor, and the kid's doctor, three different doctors, all left practices to go private and not take insurance.
Yeah.
Because insurance is such a mess right now.
It's such a total mess, and it's not, you know, it's not fixed. Beware of Dr. Boner.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Our comments are killing me right now. So, glad she's happy. Glad she's healthy.
News. I love it.
And we'll find out later in the show if anyone is avoiding Taco Bell. We'll be right back with tidbits on the Mike O'Mara Show. Some of the greatest things in history have come from great pairings, but none of them can compare to the newest partnership that's the talk of the town, also the county. It's the one you've been waiting for, the Mike O'Mara Show and Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. It's your chance to try the award-winning Jot Hot Wing Sauce. It's easy to bring the great taste of Jimmy's to your own home, no matter where you live. Just go to jimmystavern.com and click on Jot Wing Sauce to order a bottle of the world's best buffalo wing sauce. You can also click the link at tmospodcast.com. Jot Hot pairs perfectly with anything and everything. May we recommend wings? Celery, blue cheese, an ice cold beverage. It's like having Jimmy in your own home. Well, maybe. Coloring book not included. Even better, you can support the show and save a dollar when you enter the code TMOS at checkout. All hail the king of the wings. Go to jimmystavern.com and stock up. Support Jimmy, support us. It'll be okay. And remember, please sauce responsibly. Hey, hit the music, Slim. We're ready for the tidbits today, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. We start today with the CDC. They say the cyclospora outbreak, a link to contaminated fresh produce, continues to grow, with thousands of illnesses now reported in more than 40 states. Health officials say the parasite can cause severe stomach cramps, diarrhea, and fatigue that can last for weeks. Kind of why I drive by really fast when I go by the bell.
We actually, we talked about this on this show about 12 hours before it was a big story. We were on top of this one right away. So
they are urging customers to thoroughly wash fruits and vegetables, stay on top of recall notices, and remember that pre-washed doesn't always mean risk-free, Josh Soroka. So when you get that salad you like in the bag, give it a big scrubbing when you get it home.
I've been buying romaine, Mike. I've been buying romaine and giving it a good wash, and I've been fine. I eat salad every day now. So, yeah. I mean, it would be bad to not be able to have lettuce.
I take my iceberg into the shower with me in the morning now, just to make sure, you know, kill two birds with one stone.
But it is an actual iceberg. It's not lettuce.
The outbreak is also renewing questions about how imported produce is inspected before it reaches grocery store shelves. I remember this wasn't this big a deal a few years back. It seems like recently things have been maybe, deregulated.
Well that's why I just get American-made lettuce.
Also, I'm not saying nothing about nothing, but I hear that one of the big lettuce manufacturers might have had sort of ties with a political party. I don't
really
know.
Yeah. Interesting.
Are you familiar with the phrase super donor?
Super donor. Wall Street opened the week in a positive territory as investors prepared for a huge week of earnings reports from some of the biggest names in tech, entertainment, and healthcare. Analysts say the results could set the tone for the rest of the summer. Meanwhile, oil prices moved lower following signs of, thank God, easing tensions in the Middle East. I hope so.
We're going to win this war.
Offering some hope that you are super snarky today. Offering some hope that gas prices could remain stable or even nudge lower as the summer driving season continues. I really, 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 really hope that's the case. That'll make me happy if that is the case.
Speaking of which, I would like to pat my Volkswagen right on its hood. Everyone said you shouldn't have bought a diesel because, you know, diesel feels more expensive.
Yes, they did.
My last tank of diesel, 680 miles on it.
I thought you were going to say $680.
And also $680, yeah. But it is moving like a champ. So there, take it in your face.
I thought, brilliant move. Hollywood is hoping to keep its summer momentum going with a stacked August release schedule. Among the biggest films arriving this month are Coyote versus Acme. Weren't we talking about that a short time ago?
We were going to. We never got to it.
Okay. Ridley Scott sci-fi adventure, The Dog Stars. That looks pretty interesting to me. And the latest installment of the Insidious horror franchise after, is that the one where the neighbors like really bad across the street?
I'm surprised there would be a franchise that I haven't even heard of.
After a strong July box office, studios are counting on moviegoers to keep showing up. Did I ever talk about The Odyssey? I haven't talked about it yet.
No, and Josh went and seen it, too.
I told you to go see it.
Yeah, I did. Anyway, they're counting on moviegoers to keep showing up before the fall awards season begins. And I'll, in our next break, I'll talk about The Odyssey. Yeah, my son and I went to see it. Streaming services are also fighting hard for your attention this month. Peacock has announced a full schedule of new original series. I don't care. I don't care about Peacock. I don't get Peacock. I don't like Peacock.
It Come smells like Fallon. That's the problem with Peacock. It has an overwhelming stench of Fallon.
They're putting up not only series, but feature films, documentaries, and a highly anticipated... who said highly anticipated?
Oh, finish the sentence.
A publicist?
Yeah, of course. What are we anticipating?
Right? A highly anticipated Love Island USA reunion special.
Can't wait. Going to be great. What they did, Mike, is around Love Island is they hid lettuce from Taco Bell, and they're going to shit their brains out.
Just wait to see who has the diarrhea. Industry experts say the competition among streaming platforms has never been more intense, each service hoping to give subscribers one more reason not to hit the cancel button. And I don't know.
Of the big streamers, would Peacock be your least favorite?
Yeah, I like Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus has some stuff.
Yeah,
I always consider Peacock and Paramount Plus to be, in the same ballpark.
Well, it's an NBC CBS thing.
I like the Taylor Sheridan stuff. So yeah, I know you that's do, why yeah. I like that. But Peacock, you're right, Fallonized.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
You're right.
SpaceX is about to face its biggest test on Wall Street as the company prepares to release its first earnings report since its highly publicized public offering. Investors will be looking for details on satellite revenue, Starship development,
nice.
and future government contracts. The report could provide the first real indication of whether the company can live up to the massive expectations created by its record-setting market debut. Mm-hmm. I say, nope!
I think that SpaceX would be a good category you could search on the internet.
SpaceX, please. Yeah. All right. Finally, folks, police in, my state, Florida,
Yay!
What a state it is.
Yeah.
They say a suspect who was wanted for burglary made the mistake of hiding under a bed during a search of a home.
Classic.
Officers say they found him when his cell phone started blaring a romantic playlist at full volume. It reminds me doing this. There ain't nobody under here.
Leave me alone.
I called him. I mean, he's Florida, so I called him, and I remember exactly.
It'd be Carla calling.
No, this time I called him, and I said, "You're about to be taken. I want you to be very careful. They're going to take you." That was such a great movie, wasn't it? The original mm-hmm. Taken. I love that. So it blared the romantic playlist at full volume. Deputies say the first song they heard was Let's Get It On.
Nice.
Marvin Gaye.
Sexy song. Yeah.
The suspect didn't get far, but apparently his playlist had great taste. Yeah!
Good old Marvin Gaye.
Yeah! All right, now we were supposed to talk about Jimmy's hot sauce during this commercial break because our continuity department's got their signals crossing.
But I was a little distracted pre-show.
That's quite all right. Here's the thing. Yeah, well, it's the trade. You know what I do want to talk about? I want to talk about the TMOS cruise.
Oh, that's excellent. Coming up. Good call.
If you were participating in our auction the other night, you will know that a lot of the stuff centered around our visit to the Margaritaville at Sea, where we are going to be leaving. We're departing out of Tampa, Florida in January, and we are going to bring a bunch of listeners with us, and we're all going to have it's going to be called dinner night when we're all there. Reese Moffitt says he wants to do the group poll in the casino again.
Excellent.
I think that's a great idea. We're going to do a live TMOS podcast as we did, and lots more casual get-togethers with listeners.
I love That's the fact that it's not do. It's not a behemoth of a boat like we were on last time.
Right.
It is a more reasonable size. We'll be running into you left and right all over the boat. That's
what people don't realize,
great.
Rob, it's a center console.
It is.
and we're really, really excited about it. No, this is a big
Carolina
ship.
Skiff.
Dude, I know you're saying it's not that small.
No, I'm saying it's not.
It's big.
It's smaller than the other one. Rob, Mike.
I have been on a cruise recently and seen the ship, so I know what I'm talking about. The Margaritaville, one of the Margaritavilles, the sister ship, was in Nassau when I docked. It's a biggie. It's a behemoth. So I mean, I know you want to say it's smaller, but it's really not smaller.
Mike, I was really not going for smaller as much as I was intimate.
It's not intimate. It's a ship.
Oh,
it's
we
a cruise
can
ship.
Make it intimate.
Let
folks.
Me just say that cruise ships and intimacy go hand in hand, but the actual layout of a cruise ship is rather massive.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun. January, when are we setting sail, Josh? Do you happen to know the date?
23rd.
Nobody knows the date. Do you know, Rob?
I'll have it for you in a second.
It's on TMOSpodcast.com.
Go to TMOSpodcast.com and check out the TMOS cruise in 2027. We sail out of Tampa, Florida. January 21st, we will visit Cozumel. We will have wonderful days at sea and, of course, the live show and all the fun that goes along with it, including Sroka gift bags. Made by the Josh Sroka Laboratories that are going to be fantastic for you.
I told Kelly, hey, we're going to put this in the gift bag.
That's exciting. I can't
Everybody
wait.
Gets a gift bag with a new catcher in it.
It's going to be beautiful, and we will see you there January 21st. Go to TMOSpodcast.com and get set and sign up for the cruise coming up. All right, the Odyssey last week, I forgot what day. It was early last week, maybe Wednesday or Tuesday of last week. I took my son to see the movie, and I don't want to say, first of all, I'll give you the fact right up front.
All right.
We left early. We walked out.
Oh, you walked out of the movie. Okay.
We walked out.
It was a three-hour movie.
It was a three-hour movie, and here's the problem. The matinee, are you ready for this time to go see a movie?
Yeah.
This matinee was at 9:05 a.m.
Oh, that's early.
It was so early, and it was so fun to go to the movies at that particular time because nobody goes at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when it's 95 degrees outside, these theaters get ready to have the packed people, and they turn up the air conditioning for a crowd of 50, 60, 70 that are going to be in there, and we were, I don't think I have ever been colder in an inside a building than I was in this movie. Now, that's the cold part. So that kind of drove us out of the theater. The other thing is just, I am not a student of Greek mythology, and I don't know the story. And between Matt Damon and Anne Hathaway and the other characters.
That Matt Damon and Anne Hathaway, aren't they both, they're mostly Greek heritage, aren't they?
So it was whisper dialogue.
Oh, I hate that.
It was
whisper
a lot of
dialogue. You can't set up a story of that magnitude with whisper talk. And I thought the Odyssey was like the main guy going off to sail the seven
it's
seas.
It's Odysseus, right?
Odysseus. And I didn't know it was the son going to find it. I never got to the point.
Did they have Argos in it?
Who's Argos?
Argos is the dog. That's a legendary dog in the story.
They had a one-eyed monster in it.
A giant.
Yes, there was a trout.
The Greek god Trouser.
they had the Trojan horse in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now the whole setup you say was convoluted and it was hard to follow.
Oh, and can I throw this into with the thing, because Elliot Page is transgender and
right.
And just shut up. Okay, with all that. Why do we just obsess about somebody else's sexuality? Why does it matter? He's playing a warrior, a Spartan, one of the Greek figures in that. Who
but
cares?
But also such a weak role that it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
She's trying to be the big person to kill everyone.
Yes. And the thing about it is, like, people just love to create crap where there's not crap. So, but once again, whisper talking. And then,
did you see it on an IMAX screen?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Tom Holland, whisper talker. Mm-hmm. All the people that were with Tom Holland, whisper talkers. And at a certain point, I'm like, I'm freezing my ass off. I looked down at Michael and I said, Are you enjoying this? And he said, not really.
He was crying.
Let's go. I said, let's get. Now, you stayed for the whole thing, correct?
I stayed for the whole thing.
And Josh, you hate a long movie. This is nearly 3 hours. It really is.
And as I go back and think about it, it was good. It was not a movie I'd enjoy at home.
Right.
I enjoyed it because it was on the big screen.
Did you go to the IMAX theater to see it?
Not IMAX, but like Screen X or something where it pours onto the sides.
Okay.
Oh, a curved screen. Yeah.
All right.
Not a curved screen. It like projects like slightly blurry on the sides. So it feels like it pulls you in.
It was just tedious to me. There was not enough stuff
It is a big undertaking to make a 3-hour spectacle movie and keep it interesting. There's not many of them.
If it wasn't Christopher Nolan, this movie would not get praised as much as it does.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're praising because I just thought.
Well,
was disappointing. I thought the CGI was very disappointing. Actually,
if I had to do a positive review, I just know my headline. It would say, "Tom Holland is a Dutch treat."
Well, I did see Tom Holland's Spider-Man this past weekend.
Yes.
Much better. I enjoyed that movie
a lot more. Shorter, though, right?
I think it was still 2.5 hours.
That's the one. Who was I talking to that was going to go? Michael's pitching coach was going to see that this weekend.
Robert saw the Spidey movie the day it opened. He said it's maybe the best Spider-Man movie that's ever been made.
Same thoughts to me. If you like the Spider-Man movies, it's the best one.
Do you think there's a chance, and I'm asking two guys that don't know Greek mythology either, do you think it would be a more enjoyable film if one was more well-versed in Homer's Odyssey? Do you think that would make it better?
I think anytime you're looking at something that is a slow-moving story, as you have described it, knowing the background would help.
But
if you know it too much,
you get irritated because there's...
It strays from the
some
book.
Some people are upset because they kind of made it like the gods were like dreams of... Matt Damon's or whatever, and not sure what's real.
But may I just say one thing though?
Yeah,
Charlize Theron.
Yes,
she's north of 50, right? She's over 50 years old now, I believe. And she did the movie where she was the rock climber.
Yeah,
her fitness level is absolutely off the charts. She is still one of the most beautiful women in Hollywood. Looks absolutely magnificent in this movie. She's terrific in it.
She will turn 51 next week.
It's incredible. Yeah. I mean, she really is doing a great... And she has a lot of scenes with Matt Damon. Matt Damon, he doesn't have that kind of international flavor.
Does he bring the same excitement to this that he brought to We Bought a Zoo?
It just doesn't fit. It doesn't really fit to me.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
I got to say this when you're talking about Spider-Man, though, that, Mike, you and I shared, like, the greatest Spider-Man moment, which is when the...
In the massive theater in New York City.
The first movie where the climax of it was in Times Square.
Right.
And we saw the movie in New York City and left into Times Square.
It was amazing.
It was an amazing afternoon. It was really so cool.
Middle of the day going to see Spider-Man. It was so much fun. All right, moving on, Rob, to we talked about this, I think, briefly on the auction.
We teased it.
Where we were talking about Rob's new discount grocery store. There it is. I don't know if it's a chain, but I assume it might be the grocery outlet.
It is a chain, Mike, and there are there's a few of them in the Washington, D.C. metro area. I know this one is in Manassas. I saw there's one in Falls Church. They are all independently owned and operated, though, like franchises. And when I went, It's on Liberia Avenue in Manassas.
Such a great name for a road.
So if you're driving through the main street of Manassas, which is technically still, I guess, Route 50, but it's, you know, the main street that goes
you
past
stay on
all
that road, you get yourself right up to the, you know, you can get close to the Jimmy's real residence.
Exactly. You know? And you drive through, you go past all the tombstone stores and all the used tires places.
Yatos Usadas.
If you turn left onto Liberia and you go down past the automobile dealerships, and it gets sort of to be industrial, and then there's a big shopping center, and that's where you find, of course, Grocery Outlet.
Now, what is that string or cable, or why does
that's
it look like
decor to hold the overhang? I don't know. Yeah. I really hope it's not needed. I think it might be decorative.
No, that's holding up that cover.
That's well, the awning. It's supporting the awning.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good for them then, because it doesn't look all that sturdy. The place, I don't know what it used to be, but it is a big, big place. And it is not necessarily.
That is a 136 IQ that's giving big, that big description. Let's go to the expert grocery analysis. It's really, really big.
What would you have preferred?
Shut up. Just keep going.
So the problem that I had when I initially walked in, it looked clean. It didn't have any appreciable smell,
okay,
which is a good tell for a bad grocery store if it smells. But it was for such a huge space, it didn't seem full. Like, you know, they had too much stuff, not enough stuff to fill the space.
Okay, so can I interrupt you there for a second?
Because of course.
That immediately gives me feelings of like a railroad salvage kind of store. Like when they are just, throwing stuff when it comes in, no particular
what
order.
They had, is it what, organized?
Yeah, it is. But what they had was stuff that was quality adjacent. Let me explain. For example, you've all heard of the company Kodak, right? They make cameras. It's a great company. Mm-hmm. And if you need batteries, you know, batteries are a great thing to have. But never once have I ever saw Kodak batteries. I mean, I'm sure they're fine, but that's not what I think of when I think of batteries. So I'm thinking there's some company.
That's more of an issue that brands went out of business and other brands bought their names.
Could be, but I'm not seeing those in any other store. I think what happened there is that they got a deal on Kodak batteries and put them out. Also,
those are probably products that are sold in other countries.
Could be.
Maybe.
I did see some evidence of international flair. Like sometimes you'd pick up an item and the nutrition information would be in another language. Sometimes not even a romance language. It would be characters like from the Orient, Mike. I think one of my favorite things that I saw, most of them were bilingual. Like if it said, you know, like La Banane for banana, it would also say bananas. But this sign for
serving your neighborhood.
Mike, this was for animal crackers or animal cookies, and this was the sign. This made me laugh so much that I actually came back later to take the picture of it because it stuck with me. Who doesn't want to buy some delicious Cutera Animalitos?
Animal crackers.
Exactly.
Yeah. $1.29 for the whole bag?
Yeah, it's a deal. They have deals. They really do. But the problem, like, for example, now that I've tried to change the way I eat, I've been eating Magic Spoon cereal and other sort of the high protein, low carb cereals.
Okay.
And they had a box of, I believe it was Magic Spoon. It was a great price, but it was a flavor I'd never heard of. It wasn't the flavors that you see on their website. It wasn't the flavor you see at Target. It wasn't the flavor you see at Giant or Safeway. It was just called S'more. And it was not the best. I mean, it'll do fine, but it's not one of theirs. It's not fruity. It's not peanut butter.
And you sampled it already?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
How soon after you got home did you pour yourself a bowl of the cereal?
I sat down cross-legged in the aisle.
No, when you got home, that's the thing you were probably excited to try,
I had it the
right?
next morning. I had it
okay.
the next morning.
All right.
So then there was like... There's things you don't expect. Like, you know how, like, they have end displays where they put stuff that are impulse buys. They put them on the end so you can grab them and, you know, say, hey, I need that. Three end displays, impulse buy of bubbles, just bubble, like soap bubbles that kids make. That was obviously, that was a big purchase they had to move. They had stuffed animals. I perused their alcohol section. The beer deals were not that great. I still remember what a good deal on that is. The meat was off-putting because the stuff that was sort of vacuum-packed looked all right. But even if it's vacuum-packed, I don't ever want to buy a steak that has like a month left on it.
Josh, this is why we call Rob Mr. Timing, because, of course, if you remember, Rob decided to buy his diesel Volkswagen right around the time of the Iran conflict when they shut down the Strait of Hormuz. And now that we have the cyclospora outbreak, Rob has decided to go to the grocery outlet to
I didn't buy any produce. I bought no produce, although I'm glad you bring it up.
Good to know.
Because I didn't know there was so many people that really cared about bananas. And so they had
number one grocery store sales item, produce, I think.
Yeah, but don't you think you can tell the difference between a green banana and a ripe banana?
Sure.
Well, they put up a chart for us. And it's just fascinating. For example, the banana ripeness guide starts with a green banana. And as it gets riper...
How did the bananas look that were there?
They were mostly in the very ripe stage.
Really? Like
they'd been around a while, yeah.
Okay,
all right. About the meat, I don't like prepackaged meat that is like vacuum sealed and says this is good for 9 more weeks. I don't trust that, no matter how good the steak looks. The big packages of chicken wings looked like, probably not. I don't think I would buy a perishable there. I wouldn't buy anything that requires refrigeration.
Was there anything that was a winner, a real winner, like a real, real, real winner that would get you back in the store?
Spices. Because really? I needed ground black pepper, and ground black pepper was cheap enough. And also, because of its international flair, they had some spices that I was unaccustomed to. And also, I will give them this. The staff was very friendly, and because they were new, they were actually, for the asking, packing your groceries in reusable shopping bags. Normally, you have to pay 50 cents for those, and you know, and then you get try. So that was nice. But one of the other great discoveries, Mike, and I sent you a photo of this because I know you were having a rough Friday. Mm-hmm. I wanted to cheer you up. This was another end cap unit. It was chocolate pies.
Delicious. Now, those are individual servings, correct?
Yes, exactly. Well, it depends, Mike. I like to think of each one as about a quarter of a serving.
What is the brand name on the chocolate pies? I can't see it.
JJ's Bakery. And they also had lemon and cherry.
It does not look bad.
No. They also looked like they may have been around a while.
That's okay. Yeah. They have a good shelf-stable life, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Not a lot of dairy goes into those.
It's the same brand Walmart carries.
Okay, JJ's.
Yeah, maybe those are ones that Walmart couldn't sell.
And Dollar General.
Where I buy most of my groceries at Dollar General.
Sounds wonderful.
Anyway, I'll probably go back now that I know what they have. But no produce and no meats or dairy or anything like that. But if you need, you know what I did buy, Mike?
What's that?
Spring-loaded tongs. They had a set of two spring-loaded tongs for $3.
You mean the things you grapple, the grapple things?
The things for salad and, for Josh's bag.
Did you break yours again? Damn.
Yeah, well, I had them in my back pocket. Okay. And I've sat on them.
Well, he uses them to reach the top shelf.
When we come back, an industrious young man with just another side hustle, ladies and gentlemen. Getting it done each and
getting
every day.
Getting it done.
You know, folks, navigating life is not always easy. I get it. Stress, burnout, anxiety, family, work. Sometimes it all adds up, especially during the summer when you're, living under the same roof with Johnny Needy. Sometimes it all adds up. And you realize maybe it's time to talk to somebody, but finding a therapist who actually takes your insurance, that can feel like a full-time job. That's where Rula comes in. Rula connects you with licensed therapists and mental health providers covered by insurance. They work with over 100 insurance plans with average copays just around $15 a session, sometimes even $0, depending on your coverage. They'll help match you with a provider who fits your needs and preferences, with appointments available as soon as tomorrow. Taking care of yourself shouldn't wait. Get started with Rula today. Mental health care should be affordable and accessible. Visit Rula.com/TMOS today to get started. That's RULA.com/TMOS. And we thank you, Rula. We're really delighted to have them as a sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, it's a side hustle. Yes, a side hustle. We're talking about Josh, yes, who has another. What bins are you picking now?
Not bins, but I was intrigued after the trip to Detroit. Because in Detroit, I traveled by Uber. And I said, I have a nice car. I should try to Uber. Like driving for Uber. So I signed up, and I drove last night, and I drove this morning. I've driven 7 hours as an Uber driver so far.
Wow.
And it is great. I enjoy it. And I think Rob would be excellent about it. Because the people get in the car, you talk to them while they drive to their next place. And you let them out.
Now, are you in your super terrific, happy electric car?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, so you don't really drive. You just are there. You're like the hostess.
I was talking to one of them, and I was like, this job's going to last about 2 years. Because all I do is type in the address and hit go.
Yeah.
And the car does all the driving.
You're doing the car literally does all the driving for you.
The car's doing all the driving. It's been great. I put my audiobook in my ear, and then I have my laptop in there too, so when I'm between picking people up, I'm doing work on the laptop, and then I pick someone up, I put the laptop to the side, and I listen to my audiobook while I drive them to their destination.
All right, here's the thing, and when you think about this particular line of work, the only thing that would weird me out would be the... And here's the thing, with Uber, you get to kind of pick and choose, right?
A little bit.
You're not going to have to go to the frat house and get like 16 drunks in your car,
I think that actually the person who's hiring the Uber is the one that gets to pick and choose. I think you're kind of assigned, right?
Yeah,
he has to accept. Oh, really? You don't...
But I have to accept it. So
that's the thing. You can accept the gig.
They encourage you to accept everything. But yeah, you look and see where they're coming from or whatever. So I made a list of the people I picked up between last night and today.
Any celebrities?
No celebrities. I picked up a person who was working at the Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
Picked him up after work, took him to 7-Eleven to grab a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew, and then I dropped him off at his house.
Cool.
That's good. Yeah.
I took a father and son to the fanciest hotel that we have here, right outside the TPC. I then took, around midnight last night, I took 4 teenage boys to see Spider-Man.
That's hysterical.
So then I get up this morning, and I go out around 7:30 this morning. And at 7:30 this morning, I took 2 construction workers to a job site. I picked up one friend who slept at her friend's house, and I took her back to the apartment.
Look out.
I picked up, on 3 different drives, I took 3 different hotel maids to a Days Inn, a Holiday Inn, and a True Hotel. I took a mom and her son home from the car dealership because their car was broken down. I took a church video tech to the airport. And then I took a Buc-ee's employee to Buc-ee's.
That's sensational.
All right, here's a question.
You just talked to all the people?
Did you get out of the car at Buc-ee's?
No.
Oh, good for you. All right,
I did go to Buc-ee's first thing this morning and just top off the car a little bit, charge it a little more than it did at home overnight.
Now, will you also drive for Lyft? Because I see a lot of people that do both simultaneously.
I haven't decided yet. I am going to sign up for Lyft, and I'll see.
Okay.
But I told Kelly I loved it because I just sit in the car and work on my stuff on the computer and listen to my podcast, or today it was an audiobook, and it was great. And I made about $25 an hour.
That is not bad. I could see myself doing that.
I could see, Rob, that was my first thought was, Rob would love this. You just meet strangers and talk to them.
I will tell you this, that it's not Uber and it's not Lyft. I am exploring the idea of driving for a company that only picks up people that are in domestic situations. Yeah. No, they're actually couples that are separating. It's called Rift. And I'm taking
not the direction I would have gone, but I get
I did wonder about that at one point when I was picking up a guy late at night at his house.
Mm-hmm.
If he is leaving his wife.
Here's the thing: I worry about the creeps. That's what the creep factor would be.
I had no creeps. Everyone I had was nice, and I do want to say hi to Jamal, the guy I dropped off at Bucky's, who, once he found out I was a podcaster, downloaded the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Jamal. Hi, Jamal. That's awesome.
You have a celebrity driving you around, Jamal. Now,
The next time you indulge in your Ubering, will you have mints and small bottles of water to offer to your people?
No. I offered the teenage boys a cord to plug in their phone because it was dying.
Let me ask this question.
Nice. As far as I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm. So your level of Uber... because of your luxury, it is a luxury vehicle. Yes. It's an Uber X. Are you an Uber Black or are you an Uber XL?
I am an Uber X.
An Uber XX.
Yes.
Okay. So is that different than a regular Uber or?
Yes.
Because I thought it was XL. I thought that's what. Are you sure it's not XL?
XL means it's a larger vehicle.
Uber, I get the triple X, Mike.
We've Uber been X, on the road and done Uber Blacks and Uber XLs.
Yeah. I think Uber X is what Uber was when it first started. And then when they let anyone drive, like the Toyota Tacoma that picked me up in Detroit, I think that's just your standard Uber now.
Okay.
Any random vehicle.
Would you be in a situation where if the word got out when you had the teenagers, as somebody mentioned here, did you offer the boys a six-pack?
Excellent.
Funny.
Good idea.
Get the Uber. He works from 7 to midnight. Get the Uber guy.
The one with the pointed hair.
He'll take us to the liquor store.
I did not say save my number or anything. Now,
Steve Hernandez wants to know if you had praise bands on when you were in the Uber.
What I did is I went to Spotify and I hit play. I said like pop music or something, and I put that low on in the car, and because I wasn't listening to it, I had my audiobook in my ear.
When did you start last night, and when did your wheels hit your own driveway? What was your timetable?
Last night I went out around 9 to midnight. Today I went 7:30 to 11:30.
And is that do you like those time frames? Is that
I do.
Okay.
I do. I'm going to experiment more with that and figure out what days I can do that and bring in some extra income.
Would your car, Rob, would your diesel, would that be conducive
to would be perfect because it's got a lot of leg room in the back and it's got a huge trunk.
Okay.
Don't think I'm not thinking about this already. Now, Josh, when you get paid, do you get to keep 100% of your tips?
Now, that's what surprised me. I haven't gotten any tips.
What?
When I Googled it, it says most people on Uber don't tip.
I don't tip.
That it's around 10 to 20% on Uber that don't tip. I always tip.
Every time.
I tip every time, too. Most people don't, apparently.
What percentage of the fare do you get to keep then?
Well, the money I talked about making $25 an hour, I got all that. And they pay me instantly. As soon as I drop they give you like an Uber debit card. And the instant you drop the person off, the money's on your debit card.
Hey, Rob, you know what you could do? What's that show where the guy didn't we have him on the
show?
Cash Cab.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
You could do that.
You do like a little game show, you know, that set up the camera. Well, Josh could do that with the cameras, set up the cameras in his car and do all that.
I'm more intrigued than you guys think, I believe, because also my proximity to Dulles Airport.
Doug
says, as a past driver, people usually don't tip.
That shocks me. If they were to tip, though, do you get 100% of it? Do you know?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'll tell you when I get a tip.
I would be inclined to get the people in the back of my car and then say, are you guys in the mood for a little Frank Sinatra? And then they'd say yes. And I'd be like, fly me to the moon. I appreciate your tips. Let me play a month. Yes, Josh. Yeah,
I am intrigued. There's a guy on TikTok that I follow because what he does is he's an Uber driver, and before he pulls up to the person's house, he goes to Suno and makes a custom song about them with their name and just starts playing it in the car.
I would get out of that car so fast.
Would you really?
That would be funny. No, that would be, I think that'd be weird.
Some might. Yeah. I would laugh.
Yeah. Rob, you might want, what I would do, Rob, if you start doing it, I would go to underserved areas of the D.C. area.
Like which ones, Mike?
I don't know. Just start on the Prince George's County line and then figure out where you went.
I was thinking perhaps the other side of Union Station. That's where the District of Columbia really gets great.
We have to take a break. We will come. Do you have some beautiful video standing by for
us? I do. All kinds of it, Mike.
That's exciting. We will do that in just a second here. But first, ladies and gentlemen, let me see if I can get my screen to work. Yeah, that's right. I'm telling you. Wow.
Dermglow. I want to tell you.
Always something, am I right? Have you been battling fatigue? Have you been battling weight gain, brain fog, low energy, poor sleep, or just not feeling like yourself? Find the solution. You don't have to guess what's going on. You can take the free wellness quiz at DermglowSkin.com. You click the weight management and peptides button, and in just a couple of minutes, you will receive personalized wellness recommendations based on your goals. Whether you're interested in medically guided weight management, peptide therapies, hormone optimization, better sleep, healthier skin, or more energy, there are personalized options designed to help you feel your best. Everything is done from the comfort of your home through licensed medical providers, with product shipping directly to your door. You might even be able to use your HSA or FSA funds, and flexible payment options, including Klarna, make getting started easier than ever. Plus, keep an eye out for the new Reebok Smart Ring, coming soon to help you track your wellness journey. I'm thinking baseball. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight management and peptides button, take the free wellness quiz, and take the first step toward feeling like yourself again. Get started right now at DermGlowSkin.com. Take it away, Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Mike, zip ties. Everyone uses them. Everyone loves them. It's not a hard thing to say, is it? Let's all say it. Zip ties.
Zip ties.
Yeah, nothing to it.
I don't like it.
Maybe if you're not expecting it, though, then you're on the news.
It loses it when a tiny kitten with mobility issues gets a DIY wheelchair made from rulers, zippities, and you'll see. That's literally what the script says. You'll see.
Zip ties.
Zippities.
You'll see. That's what it says.
You will see. Jeremy Roth is going to show us.
By the way, that guy.
Take a look at this.
Zippities.
Yeah. I like it. Mike, do you ever get annoyed, especially on cooking shows, when people, let's say they're of Italian lineage and they're in New Jersey and they overpronounce words like mozzarella for mozzarella and stuff like that?
I do. Absolutely, I do.
Okay, so what if a guy from New Jersey was talking about normal foods but talking like he's a New Jersey Italian, like perhaps guacamole?
The guacamole is you got to get the best avocados. You get the freshest avocados. I get Florida avocados. They're a little bigger, greener. And then you put in the cilantro. And then you just mash it. You just mash it up. Just like mashed potato. Just like that, you know? I do it. I get my greens that way. I do a broccoli. I do an asparagus.
I'm doing asparagus.
Very, very well done. That's smart. That's a good take. There's so much talent out there. Like you see a guy in a tank top that just whips that out at the last second. Guacamole
with the avocado.
Guacamole. Yeah, there we go.
But not everyone likes guacamole. Some people, like Josh and I, love hot dogs. And for those people, I bring you this.
When you're on a picnic, hot dogs are mighty good this way. But when you're here at the theater, hot dogs are at their best. We start with the choicest Franks. Cook them until they're just right. Make available your favorite seasonings and leave the rest to you.
I'm not sure they should be called seasonings.
Your favorite condiments is what the word should have been, but that's an announcer.
Condiments.
And they all sound like that, yes.
Every time you do that, though, I want to go get a hot dog after the show.
Me too, even though those look like they were...
Doesn't matter.
Those were old 40 years ago.
Hebrew National, that's Rob's hot dog of choice.
Let's look at it again, Mike.
Here he is.
When you're on a picnic, hot dogs are mighty good this way. When you're here at the theater, hot dogs are at their best. We start with the choicest Franks. Cook them until they're just right. Make available your favorite seasonings and leave the rest to you.
I like when you see the hot dog on that carousel spinning thing, when right. you think of how not only how often they were touched, but how hard they had to be touched to put them through that skewer.
Which is, yeah. I have a question, hot dog boys.
Yes.
Which is worse, that carousel or that that roly-poly thing at the 7-Eleven?
I don't like the rollers very much because they seem like they are really exposed.
Mm-hmm. But I like how well the roller cooks the hot dog.
It does. It's not appealing to look at.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Glad we waited.
A private roller.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. And Mike, let us close with this. Sometimes a simple, fast joke is the best. And this actually involves Roman history, which I guess is sort of tangential to the Odyssey.
Okay.
So let's close with this.
Firm donor, a carpenter, and Julius Caesar walk into a bar. He came, he saw, he conquered.
Jesus.
That's not funny.
That's not funny. But the
not funny at all. The spit take was good.
I can laugh at a spit take even if there's not a joke involved in it at all. It doesn't matter. We will return
How
tomorrow.
About a hot dog?
Sometimes you go on a picnic, but... And I like my favorite part of that commercial. The rest is up to you. We'll reconvene tomorrow. Are you driving tonight, Josh, in the St. Augustine area?
I have not decided yet. Got to see what's going on with the family.
Very cool. We will return tomorrow with a brand new episode. Thank you all. And once again, a little thank you to everybody that participated in our very first TMOS auction and cocktail party Saturday night. It was an overwhelming success, and we are eternally grateful. We'll see you tomorrow for Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Here's Johnny.
How about that?
Lekker.